Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it! Whoa!
Good morning. Welcome to the Handyman Show, a rock and roll handyman show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. I'm going to be here until 12 o'clock making all sorts of noise on the radio this morning about taking care of your home and making it just a more comfortable place to be. I mean, I can't think of any place more comfortable to be than home. Of course, I'm homebody. I like it very much so. Let's get right to business. Lance, all I see on the computer is just a bunch of things that say, happy birthday, Lance. What's going on?
Well, I was lucky enough to get to the age of 50. That happened yesterday.
Yesterday.
So well, yeah, it was a celebration, yesterday. And a lot of folks are being, as they are, our listeners are just amazing people and
yes,
great family.
So they are, really are.
Greatly appreciative of y'all's well wishes and happy birthdays. It went well. Got over the hump of 50. As Paul keeps telling me, you're halfway there. And I said, Paul, I hope that if I get 100 years, I am going to be very happy. So
you would be, that would be a rare specimen.
Yes. I don't know,
but that's good. Congratulations on that.
Well, I don't know. Is it? I know if you have a dog, you're going to live longer, they say. So I have a couple.
Wow.
I don't know if cats make you, that cancels out, because I have two of those as well. And I'm not quite sure if I know the statistics, but if you're married, do you live longer? Or if you're not married, do you live longer? I need to do a little research on that one.
So. I don't think I'm going to play with none of those questions. I don't think any of that's
gonna, you don't think any of it's valid.
All I could do is get me in trouble with all of those.
Right.
So I think I'll just stay away from those. But I will admit, I have a dog, and she is the most loving little golden retriever. Boy, she's not little. But she meets you at the door. She is really, I can see where that would add to your age, because it gives you so much peace and calm.
Well, and my dog's birthday is his 1 year old. He's a full 1 year old pup now, and he knows it.
Yeah.
So he's a bird dogging. We'll head up to the camp today and get some more work in the field done in the afternoon, and he'll run and celebrate being 1 year old.
That's great.
Do a little handymaning out in the woods and some things of that nature.
You sent me a video this week of your camp.
Yes.
Man, it's gorgeous.
I mean,
I had no idea that. I mean, people say camp to me.
Yeah, it ain't no camp.
And the road you drove past, I don't know how many houses and somewhere. It's just so elaborate.
30 or 40 probably. Yeah, and we have new buildings going. It's been a progress now, and I want to commend our camp and the folks that are, you know, members. It's a handyman's paradise. That's why I sent that to you, because, you know, since 1930s, we've had a presence there. After the 40s and World War II is over, the land was purchased from a farmer, and the formal camps started there. And so I was just going down the main road and showing you, you know, the layout. But it's really a little town out in the middle of nowhere, and we love it.
What part of the state is it in? Don't tell me.
It's Aquinnah County.
Okay.
Not many people live over there.
Right.
Beautiful God's country.
Oh, you just wrote it. The video you sent was you going by this lake or the stream all the time?
It's a bayou. We have, that's called Moon Lake, and it's we built, you know, the camp is on that. It's on to the left, so a lot of cabins are down that. And then we have it tees off at the very end where I had to turn around. There's another bayou there called Mallard's Arm that is really interesting. A lot of alligators and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so it's a fun place, but you know, I love it because you get to tinker, you get to go do anything and everything you can put your mind to, and there's peace there's nothing but nature, and you've got to figure it out.
Did you build that house?
My father, his brother, and my mother's brother back in 87 or 88 hand built it.
Wow.
So when that gum tree split it and destroyed it and totaled it,
sure,
it was a labor of love for the last year. My father, it broke his heart because it was something he and his brother passed away.
Sure.
And so that was something that was very, close to the heart. And so it's been hard on Dad, but we're done now. I mean, it's improved.
Gorgeous.
It's improved. We were able to add a few neat things that I think, kind of updated it from that time. And
from the looks of the outside, it looks like you could live in that kind of facility.
Oh, definitely. We had a friend of ours that lived there for 5 years, and he was kind of considered the mayor.
And see, to me, somehow or another, camp and that just don't equate.
No. I'm so lucky and blessed to have a family that loved the outdoors and being around people. And a huge community of folks, their families, their kids, their extended families.
Sure.
We've spent so much time there over the decades we're all a family. I mean, I can't say enough about the folks I get to be around. They're just wonderful people.
Yeah.
And I look forward to every moment I can get up there and put a hammer or a drill in my hand and get something done or just go out and ride and enjoy.
You know, Lance, I think that happens more in Mississippi or Alabama, places like that, than it would like in a lot of places. People do build camps to go in hunting areas on other parts of the country, but to actually build one right there, I mean, these are beyond camps. These are just absolutely gorgeous structures.
Yes.
That were built to code, so to speak.
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you, when you have the problems that we have out in the woods with oak trees and,
sure,
and the gums and limbs dropping, and there's always a challenge to protect your property.
Yeah.
And as you saw, it's very wooded. And over the years, we've had to remove a lot of beautiful oaks, mainly because of the problem with the big limbs that, when it floods.
Sure.
And we'll get a flood. That's why everything's built off the ground. But you get the hollowed out oaks, and you get the, things start dropping.
Right.
And you don't know they're hollowed until they break and land on your cabin.
Yeah,
and so we've had some years over the years. We had another little cabin right next to this one that was, pretty low. It was like a little mini trailer. And it got hit three times.
This sounds like a used to be story.
It is a used to be. So, yeah, it was one of those. It got hit so many times, my dad finally abandoned it.
Yeah.
And we had stuff in there. And I remember we had to make a makeshift slide to get all the stuff out of that and slide it down because there was nothing left. But, I mean, there was no stairs. So it's always a trip to try to figure out how to do stuff.
Well, another thing that impressed me when you were riding, you were on some sort of four-wheeler or something.
My old school, I have a 07 Yamaha side-by-side. It's a tank.
It's a tank. But when you were riding down that path, and I could see the woods. The woods have been maintained. It's not like there's a lot of undergrowth. And there's not like a lot of brush growing up. I mean, the grounds are just about, you can walk through them.
Yeah, the folks that we have as members are amazingly diligent. Like I said, it's a handyman's paradise. Anytime you show up, it's so much fun to be a part of all that because you're around people that like to improve things. You're around people that like to work with their hands.
Sure.
You're around people that like to be outside. And there's just something congregable about that when you share some of that DNA.
Yeah.
And we all do. Yeah. And I'm always, I'll be honest, there's nothing more fun to me than getting on a tractor and working a field.
Right.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's just the piece of it. But so whenever I say I'm heading to the Delta, that's where I go.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with the amp.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I'll try to take some more pics and video of some of the other things and cabins and little projects we have because it's stuff that really correlates and translates to what we do here on Saturday.
Here's a question I have that kind of relates a lot to the handyman stuff. It's built up, probably 6 feet off the ground?
Ours is 7.5, probably. Some are 14.
So you have a floor joist system.
Yes.
What did you do for a vapor barrier, and where did you put it?
Well, the vapor barrier will have, on the interior of the house to protect the wooden floors in there.
Sir.
We have, that's set up as you would in a traditional way.
Uh-huh.
But underneath this go-around, I had them spray the insulation underneath.
Uh-huh.
And so it's all sealed up with a cellulose, hard cellulose. So it's
good.
So, and we've learned, in the past.
Yeah. Well, that's how we get things done.
Yeah.
We learn how to do that.
Well, and this time we blew into the attic, too. So we were able to, do a little bit more work up there.
Right, you said your house is like all one envelope.
It is now. Yeah, it wasn't before. Those types of techniques weren't very much prevalent when we built it so long ago. Now, though, the materials and things are so much better that it was, I remember my dad and I sat down and we were thinking about what to do and looking at, you know, the certain materials, I really, you know, loved the choices that were there.
Sure.
The cost of these things. And on the other side was being able to seal it up.
Right.
Being able to get into those walls again and get up into the attic, do the things we needed, and then seal the underneath. I can turn on that mini split and you'll get frozen out of there.
That's amazing.
It's 70 degrees.
That's amazing.
I mean, you know, when you go to, when I'm in my house, I got to be on like 65
wow.
for it to be frozen out. So there's about a 5 or 6 degree difference that I've noticed that, and it cuts off a lot more now.
That's, you know, that's great news.
I've noticed a huge difference. So anyone that debates it, yeah, there's some cost up front.
Yeah, there is.
Man, it works.
And insulating the upstairs rafters really is a good situation. Now, most people don't do that because they have their living envelope downstairs and their attic is ventilated, so it's supposed to remove all the heat. But the problem lies in the living envelope is really not isolated enough from the attic heat. In other words, the layer of insulation there, it can have voids in it. It can have, you can have, there's so many situations that can create loss of energy or a lack of energy efficiency. And a lot of it has to do with the thickness of the insulation, how thick it is, how well sealed is your duct system. Oh, my word. So much energy is just blown out into the ozones over your ducts that are not sealed properly. But that's where a lot of people lose a lot of their energy, is through their ceiling and not having it properly sealed. Because when they build a house, yes, they do seal the walls and they do everything just probably as they should, and they do put insulation by code in the attic, but somehow that space isn't isolated well enough, and the insulation isn't. What really happens is the contractor is not the person who puts the actual insulation in. It's an insulation company, regardless of what type they use. It can be cellulose. It can be a foam. It can be spray foam. It can be a fiberglass. It can be any number of things. But it's a matter of making sure every area is sealed properly and that there's no heat escaping from the attic down into your living envelope. And that's so important, just to make sure the insulation in the attic is. Another, if you intend to add insulation to your house just to make it more comfortable, the attic is probably the first place to look. And that's something that I think an insulation person would tell you as well. And that is some place to look. You certainly don't want any kind of voids or holes or, you know, that's not helping at all. But at any rate, that's insulation. It can really, insulation's good stuff.
Now, I'll tell you one, there's a spray that we found, and I need to get the exact name for our listeners, but it comes in it's kind of a brown solution. It comes in a little clear, almost couple pint bottle.
Yeah.
But what you do is you spray that stuff on your air conditioning units. And you'll get nothing will get in there. It won't be, you won't get dirt daubers, you won't get frogs or lizards. And I mean, this stuff is amazing.
Are you talking about your condenser unit outside?
Yeah, outside. So if you have an area where you're getting a lot of, you know, dirt daubers and, you know, animals getting into your
sure.
AC unit, like we do because we're out in the middle of nowhere and
right.
you know, it's very wild. But I will get that information and share it later today, because this stuff is gold.
I mean, you spray it on
it on the exterior, all around it, let it dry.
How about on the motor area?
Yeah, you can put it on everything.
When you put it on the motor area, would that prevent ants from getting
everything?
On?
There is not a living creature that is going to.
Because ants make their home.
Yeah, they love it.
They love that.
Trust me, I've gone up there after 4 days of being gone and come back and have. You know, the largest dirt dauber nest or dried frogs and lizards in there, and you'll turn on and so yeah, it's something we live and learn. But we found a product that works really well, and all the guys up there use it. And so I need to dig around on my text message and find that for you, because it is a wonderful product to use.
I was just reading Ray's message about dogs and wives.
Oh, I need to get to that in a minute.
It's like, I don't know. I'm gonna let Lance play with that. I don't think I'm going to mess with that very much. Lance can already read that aloud. This is good.
We'll get to that one in a second.
Yeah. I have nothing to say about that. All right.
it's important that that insulation be done correctly and sealed properly, and it is just totally taken up everything that it should be taken up. All right. Vinyl plank flooring or vinyl flooring is really in today. It's happening today, and it can be put down on. It's very easy to work with. A lot easier than a laminate floor is. It's a snap and click floor. Most of it is floating type floor, and it's not sealed. Now, sometimes on concrete. When it's going directly on concrete, sometimes it is sealed, but rarely. The recommendation is even on concrete, you should put an underlayment under that vinyl floor because that will make the floor more cushiony, so to speak, or easier to live on. And underlayment isn't necessarily required everywhere, but it's not a bad idea to put it on underneath the vinyl floor because it does make your floor easier to walk on, easier to be on. Vinyl flooring helps a great deal in doing that. And it is relatively inexpensive. However, my suggestion is you do not go into an inexpensive floor and think that you're going to get something that's going to last for a good long time. Flooring is like anything else. They make an inexpensive brand, which honestly isn't as good as the more pricey brand, the brand that it costs a little more and is manufactured with better quality control and is a better, each piece is exact to exact standards. It's just a better piece of vinyl and it's easier to work with and will last much, much, much longer than any kind of vinyl would any time. And anybody, vinyl floor is one of those projects that I think is a DIY project. It's something that people can do. Now, the biggest problem people are going to have is, what about underneath the door jams and the casing? Well, what you're supposed to do is put an undercut saw under there, and they make undercut saws in two or three. They make a hand saw, which actually is an undercut saw, which goes under there and cuts very nicely the bottom of the jam and the casing. And they also make a power undercut saw that works very well.
Well, I wanted to say I had a little one of those things. You get some blinds, uh-huh. The beautiful plantation blinds. I put them in, and I realized that at the top of the window is just a little bit off. Right. So the perfect measurement at the base of the window, when I tried to mount it at the top, I said, oh, I'm about a couple centimeters where it wouldn't slide in. And I took that little multi-tool, the best tool on the planet. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many of you guys out there use a multi-tool, but every time I put one in my hand, I'm blown away at what it'll do.
It'll do a lot.
I mean, that's the best saw. But I was able to just shave that little piece off.
That little piece of blind or little piece
of... Yeah, that little piece of plastic blind up there. You know, I needed...
Was your blind irregular or your window opening?
It was a little off at the top. I mean, literally like 2 centimeters from the bottom, so it wouldn't slide in perfect. So, and with the bracket there, I had to like trim that little piece of plastic, and the sawzall cut through it like butter. Yeah. I mean, a good sharp blade.
Sure.
I was like, wow, how easy. I thought I was going to tear it up.
Get the news that matters to Mississippi on Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Each weekday starting at 10 a.m., Gerard brings you a spirited debate on the key stories of the day with the newsmakers and powerful reporting on the issues you care about. Listen on your local Super Talk station or anywhere you get Super Talk Mississippi. And watch the show live on C Spire Channel 70, Super Talk TV, and on the Super Talk Mississippi app. You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. What if the online information about your business is incorrect, or even worse, not very flattering? If your online presence isn't great, you may be losing customers. STMM Digital's trusted and highly trained team is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
We're going abroad for the...
Commodore Hotel, and underneath
Diggy, be my Dixie chicken. All right, Handyman Show right here. Rock and Roll Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. We're here, and Jerry Clark is with me, and we're going to talk about Clark Remodeling and Repair and what they do. We've got a picture on the screen that shows some solid surface countertop in a renovated kitchen, and that's part of what Jerry does, is renovates kitchens as well as many, 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 many other things. But Jerry and I were talking about during the break about what Lance said. Lance, pay attention now. We're going to get you involved here. A text came in and said that product that you're talking about is like a Cajun brown. Is that what we're talking about? Because he said,
yes, Jerry, I'll find it, yeah.
Jerry's very interested in that, and
oh,
so am I.
Oh, this stuff's amazing. I got it on a text line from a buddy of mine at camp, so I'll dig around for a minute, and I'll find the actual bottle. So,
yeah,
it's good stuff.
All right, we want to know what it is, and I'm sure that not only you and I want to know, but a whole bunch of people out there,
that's
too,
right.
Because everything is getting somehow. Our condenser units outside attract critters and a lot of ants, particularly.
You mentioned ants, ants have caused more problems that we've gone out and seen even in my own unit.
Sure.
So, yeah, they get into electronics and it's over with.
Well, we're going to leave it to Lance. He said he may have the solution. He's looking right now, and the text could be a week old. Who knows? It's going to take a while. Well, we will get to it in a while.
Sounds good.
Are you staying busy?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's started to pick back up a little bit. We hit a real slow area right there. Slow time, but I've talked to a lot of people, and it's just not us.
Yeah,
it seems like it's slowed up a lot for everybody.
Yeah, we're in a strange period right now between a whole bunch of stuff.
I think until the election's over, nobody's going to do anything of major consequence.
Right. So in thinking and talking on those terms, were major remodeling. May not be as available as just minor repairs, but you can do a lot to upgrade your existing bathroom vanity and counter vanity top, and that's the kind of work you would do. Mm-hmm. And most vanity tops in bathrooms are either, most of them are job built. They're built on site or built off site by plies, someone out of plywood and. They used to be built out of plywood doors with lip mold. Now they're using MDF doors.
Yeah.
But you can take your existing vanity, which is probably job built, and just by changing the doors and the drawer fronts and the hardware, and maybe the countertop and the sink, you can really, and do it, if you have two vanities in there, you do the same for either. Mm-hmm. But with not too much money, you can really make your bathroom. You can upgrade it a great deal.
A tremendous amount. You know, people will call me, and I'll go visit with them, and they're talking about, well, we're going to need to pull all the cabinets out, And once they get through, saying what they want, my first question is why do you want to tear all your cabinets out?
Right.
Are you going to be moving them, or are they just going to stay where they are? You just want newer ones.
Right.
And I'll tell them over and over and over again, we'll build you new cabinets, but all you need to do is change your doors.
Yeah.
The outside hinges, we'll take those off. We'll get the hidden hinges. We'll fix the facings to where you'd never know that there was a outside hinge mounted facing.
A lot of people don't realize that their vanity box, so to speak, that was job built, is really a pretty sound, stable little situation. And what looks bad in there as it ages is the lip molding on the plywood door and the hardware showing on the side. And to upgrade it, just everything you mentioned, MDF doors, concealed hardware, repairing and or painting the existing vanity box. It can really look really good.
Yeah, and the old cabinetry is really well built.
Right,
and that's why I try to tell people is that and we build everything on site also.
Sure, Yeah, there's still a few really good craftsmen around that do that kind of thing, but not as many as there used to be.
Yeah, they're more and more getting to the point where, you know, they'll take and buy prefab,
right,
and bring them in. I just don't like prefab.
Yeah.
For one thing, it's not solid plywood.
Most times it's MDF.
Yes, yeah. MDF or, you know, who knows what.
Yeah.
And if you install it and you have a gap, you know, I don't like putting, they have
fillers.
Yeah, fillers to put in for gaps. I don't like that.
Yeah.
When we build cabinets, we want them to fit right.
Right.
That's why we do them on site.
Sure. Factory cabinets, I've dealt with a lot of them, so I have a pretty good, at least I have an opinion. You can deal with that any way you want to. And that goes out to the listening audience as well. I believe factory cabinets, whether you're talking about a vanity or you're talking about kitchen cabinets, are like this. If you buy a low-end, in 5-7 years, you're not going to be happy with it. It is going to be an MDF or wafer board sideboards. And then when you get into the middle range, it's going to have a very good front and a very good door on it, but the sides are still going to be MDF. You have to get into a real high-end factory cabinet in order to get one that's all plywood all the way. And they're available, but believe me, to do a kitchen with those, the cabinets are very expensive. And yes, they do use fillers on those.
They are very expensive. And yep. Actually, we can build cabinets probably cheaper than what they, you know, are buying these for.
Sure.
Because they're expensive. You said it. The good ones are very expensive.
And they are good, but they're very, very expensive.
Yeah. And we use American plywood.
Right.
I will not use import at all. No. I just don't do it.
I wonder why that is. He's had an experience with him.
I've had a lot of experience.
that foreign plywood will just, particularly when you get it from China, oh, my word.
The only thing I would say, buddy, about a bathroom remodel on the cabinet is that the old cabinets finish out at 32 inches.
Yep.
Most people want them a little higher now.
Right.
So
that's true.
You know,
they do.
You can modify them to get them up, but the best thing to do is probably cheaper just to pull that cabinet out and build one that'll finish out at 36.
Right. Right. Yeah. Most you're correct about that. Most today cabinets, the vanity cabinets, are higher than they used to be for sure. Let's talk a little bit about vanity tops. There are so many options. I mean, you can go to your big box home center and buy a cultured marble with a bowl already installed in it and ready to go with a backsplash and a home package, already got three holes for your plumbing and ready to go, and put it on there. And they can offer you a size that will fit, or you can custom order and get it in like 3 or 4 days. Not a bad option, but know that in 5 to 10 years, the bottom's going to crack. There's just no way around that.
I don't think that there's any way that you're wrong.
And so, therefore, that's like, in my opinion, that would be like a Band-Aid fix. That would be something that would look good for a while.
Yes.
It really would look good for a while. But I would prefer to see you'd be better in the long run using a plastic laminate countertop and a drop-in sink, or go to a solid surface, and then you'd really have something worth.
Most people do not want cultured marble back in their bathrooms.
Right.
They've had it for years and years and years, and they don't want it.
Right.
So what they want to do, most of them want to go to a quartz.
Right.
You know, the granite is, you know, less, it's a lower end. The quartz is a little bit harder, and that's what most of them want now.
Yeah, right.
And these people, they do their homework.
Yeah.
It's amazing. There are very few, mostly it's just the elderly that are not doing homework, and that's where I have to educate them.
Yeah.
But I would say most of them, you know, the younger generation and the middle generations, they're pretty savvy. You know, they use the internet. They look at this stuff.
Sure.
And they check it out. They don't want cultured marble, and most of them don't want granite.
Right.
Until I tell them what it's going to cost.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden,
the quartz is going to cost them a little bit more.
Now, when you're buying a solid surface countertop, you have the option of putting an undermount sink on there, or you have the option of putting a drop-in sink on there, which it has lips on it big enough to make like a splash, so to speak.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference?
Oh, I'm firmly for undermount sinks.
Yeah,
I think they look so much better. They have a clean look. It gives you, it's just, you can do it, it just looks better.
Yeah.
And it, the whole thing is that when you go in and you have a lip around it, you have to seal it when you set it in.
Right.
You have to caulk around it. Most people don't know how to caulk.
Right.
And it's just got a big old glob sitting there. The undermount sink is put in when you put the countertop on.
Right.
And it is braced, you know, from underneath. So it's going to stay there.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of times.
Unless you get somebody where I've seen where they take and they put the silicone on the lip and of the undermount and stick it up there and that's it.
We'll get back to that in a minute. Don't brace it. And that can be, oh, that can be trouble. I think we've got time. Let's take a phone call. 888-808-8637. Let's go to the phones and talk to Megan. Hey, Megan.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Great. Thank you. What can we do for you?
So I just want to know. So Entergy has a 80-20 grant that they offer to businesses where the grant pays 80% of the cost of LED lighting and the business pays 20%. And I think it goes up to $15,000.
Right.
So just didn't know if your listeners knew about that, but seems like a no-brainer for businesses. And I work with a nonprofit that just had it done, and it's absolutely wonderful. So.
Well, it is true that with go ahead, Megan.
It's an Entergy grant.
It's Entergy, and it does give a rebate or is it a tax credit? What is it?
No, it's straight out. It's a grant. It's money set aside. The business pays. Let's say it costs $8,000.
Right.
The business pays 20% of the cost, and the grant pays the rest.
Wow. Entergy. That's putting LED lighting inside a commercial business.
Correct.
Okay. Yes.
For a nonprofit.
Yeah.
And the grant goes up to $15,000.
Well, good. And you're with what? Who are you with?
Who am I with?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just an individual, and I work with a nonprofit, and we just happened to learn about it, and we jumped on it, and it was, like I said, it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it seems like every business out there should take advantage of it because it's such a good deal.
They really should. I agree. Well, good. I thank you for the call. I think that's important information to get out, and we appreciate you sharing that with us. Thanks, Megan.
Absolutely.
All right. You have a great day. I know years ago, probably as many as 10, maybe 7 or 8, I was dealing with a company. We were talking about putting LED lighting out in the restaurants and whatnot. And the changeout was so expensive at that point in time because LED lighting has come down price-wise, and it's made LED lighting more affordable today to buy. And that's what I have in my house totally, and it's really affected my energy bill.
I have... I have not completely finished the remodel on my home, but everywhere that I have, I've changed out everything to LED lighting.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer.
I have a customer. We just went in. They bought a home, and it had just the old recessed lighting in it.
Sure.
And he wanted to change out all the LED lights, and so we did. And it's not hard to do. You can do them all within a very short time frame.
Right.
You do quite a few of them. So the LED trims are great. You don't have to have cans anymore. They have the canless. If there's nothing that's been there, you don't have to mount the can there and then put the LED fixture into it.
Right.
It's just a canless trim, and they're wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
And they even have different colors that you can set them on.
And because they're so much smaller than a regular fixture, you'd have less opportunity for – it would be more energy efficient.
Oh, very much so.
I mean, you can seal it a lot easier.
Yes.
And that's important that things get sealed. It's rolling. I thought it was freezing. It's rolling. It's time for us to take a break. I can tell that. I can see the machine. It's rolling this time. It's rolling. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk, Mississippi. My guest is Jerry Clark. company is Clark Remodeling and Repair. And we're going to take a short break at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be back. Don't you go away. Be right back.
No sugar tonight in my tea. No sugar to stand beside me. No sugar to run with me.
Miss Athletics is kicking off Ole Miss football a day early with a gigantic party. Starring ACM Award winner and Ole Miss's own Brett Young. Live.
In case you didn't know.
Friday night, August 30th at the SJB Pavilion at Ole Miss. It's Brett Young. Brett Young with special guest, another Ole Miss guy, Josh Kelly.
Just like that Georgia clay.
Plus, Mustache the Band bringing their 90s country party. Listen carefully. Reserved seats and parking passes are on sale now at OleMissTix.com. That's OleMissTix.com. So don't wait. Get yours now as we kick off Ole Miss football.
If you're going to take your shot, then take it.
This is your official invitation to start the party a day early with Brett Young, Josh Kelly, and Mustache the Band. Live in concert at the SJB Pavilion. Presented by Ole Miss Athletics and Super Talk Mississippi Media.
I'm amazed, too. Lance has found his stuff.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt y'all's great conversation in the last segment, but I did find it. It's called Permethrin SFR.
You see it on your screen?
The picture there, it is a brownish color liquid, has a little bubble push at the top, and that stuff works like a charm. So put it in a spray bottle, spray it all over everything, let it dry, and repeat as necessary if you have any, if you see any critters, but I haven't seen any, so since it's been sprayed, and we use it all the time up there. Makes a huge difference.
Wonder why something like that doesn't get more notoriety. I mean, it's like a secret almost.
I'm telling you, all the guys that I would know about this stuff like it was like it's gold. I mean, yeah. And it is. From once I've started using it, I have to. Yeah, every time I see a couple of guys, I'm like, thank you so much.
But this one guy who texted said it's called Cajun Brown. That itself localizes it.
Yeah, that's probably easier to say than permethrin SFR. I like Cajun Brown better. I'm going to start using that.
Oh, well. Jerry's going to buy some. So we find. I know you can get it at the co-op, but I wonder where else.
Co-op's where we get it.
Yeah, that's probably where you get it. It's co-op. Yeah. Okay. Where you get a lot of stuff that is unusual. All right. I forgot where we were at. We were talking about a particular. Jerry's got
We talked about so much, buddy.
All right. Somebody called and thanked us about the LED lighting segment and said they also have changed LED to LED lighting and have saved a fortune doing that. And that is definitely a good way to save some money. LED lighting, definitely the way to go today.
Much better light, also.
Yeah, it is. And amazingly enough, while we're on the subject, all my outside fixtures had these big floodlights on them that were 100 watt. And I took them all and threw them away and put 50 watt LED bulbs that are about this big around and put them everywhere. And those 50 watt LED bulbs give me all the light I need, light up the whole yard. I mean, I can see everything.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to have that. I agree. And if they stay on, I don't care.
And I don't even know if they have the old regular outside fixtures like that, floodlights. Everything I've seen is all LED.
Yeah, it's all LED. Yeah, I don't know if they have those big ones anymore. Somebody probably has them somewhere stacked. I'm sure
I have a lot of the old bulbs still in my drawer in my shop.
Come on, Jerry, go with it. All right. But if you need, like, your bathroom remodel or even upgraded, and then to talk about flooring, there's so much that can be done with flooring to make it really better to live on, whether you're living on carpet that's years old, which is unbelievably dirty underneath, which you have.
It's horrible.
You can't even imagine the dirt that's ground underneath your carpet. It's very, but that all has to be cleaned just absolutely before any floor can be put down.
Yes.
And it has to be totally cleaned out. And a lot of times when you pull up the carpet tacks, a lot of times they'll just actually adhere to some piece of concrete and pull up chips of concrete, and then you have to put some floor level or something on there to seal it and make it level again. But laminate vinyl floor is definitely a good way to go.
The flooring has gotten so much better than what it was. You had the time when the ceramic tile went into the wood-like pieces that are like 6-inch by 24-inch and
correct.
Things like that. You still see some of that. I think the wood laminates are a very good product.
Right.
The one that I really like, if it's for the right situation, is a vinyl plank.
Yeah, yeah. Vinyl plank hadn't gotten in to be as popular as it is today a few years ago, and I put down a plastic laminate floor, which is a high-end plastic laminate floor, a real nice one, and I put it in a big part of my house. Looks absolutely, I mean, you cannot tell that it's wood, that it's not wood, and it looks great, and it's very, very durable. And I wouldn't mind having it throughout the house, but I really think a vinyl floor is a better floor to have.
It depends on situations. If the people are our age or getting close to our age and are older, they like the wood floor.
Yeah.
And most of them, it looks very good in their home. They don't have a lot of wear and tear.
Right.
But, you know, we have one dog, two cats, and five grandkids.
And, that'll wear out a floor.
And if we put wood down, it would just be horrible.
And yet, on vinyl, you're not going to have a wear path.
No, we have it throughout our home except for the bedrooms.
Yeah.
My wife wanted to keep carpet on the in the bedrooms, which is fine. But the vinyl that we have put down is 12 mil. You do not want to go down with a cheap 6-8 mil,
right.
12-10 at the very least is what you need to go with on a vinyl plank, in my opinion.
It's my thinking, you'd be better buying this product from a flooring company than a big box home center, and that's just an opinion. The big box home center probably has what you want and probably has it a little less expensive, but there's a chance that it could be irregulars too.
Yes, and especially if you get into the lower cost or the thinner material. That's why, you know, I'd like the more mils, the better it is.
Uh-huh.
It holds up very well.
Yeah.
Looks good. It's just, in my opinion, a very good product.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just the way to go. But not only do you do interior work as far as remodeling, repairing kitchens and baths and just any room in the house they want to, you also do a lot with the sunroom. As a matter of fact, I know this week that some man had a sunroom that was actually leaking and he needed it fixed and had no idea where to turn. And, I gave him your number. And he bragged about your company so much because they fixed the leak totally, were on time, they're just good service. You know, he was bragging about the service that he was getting. It was just like, it's like, I'm not accustomed to that today. I said, well, it doesn't happen much today. I said, you know, Jerry's a good, he's got a good company and really does a lot to answer his calls. And if there's a problem on a job, yes, they will come back, not once, but until it's solved. They'll fix it, period. They'll fix it. I mean, if he says he's going to do something, that's what's going to get done.
Yeah, we were talking, and it's I was very proud of my guys with this one, is that on that job, we thought we had everything taken care of, but we told them, when a good rain comes, we're going to find out, and then we'll go back and we'll see if we have missed something, if it's still leaking.
Sure.
Well, sure enough, we had one of those big afternoon storms came up, and there was still a little bit of a leak, a little bit of a leak, and we were back there next morning, first thing.
Sealing it up.
And, well, yeah, and when we got through the job, he said, well, what if there's a problem? you know, as far as you coming back. I said, if you have a problem, we're going to come back. Yeah. That's not, we'll be here. And I, you know, I think he talked to you and told you that, yes, we did come back.
Yeah, he was proud of the fact that you, a lot of companies will come back, but they'll lollygag in getting there. They may take days and weeks, and other companies won't come back at all. But the company that comes back, Johnny on the spot, and takes care of business the way they should take care of business, that's customer service. That's the way it should be, and that's the way Jerry runs his business and always has.
That's the only way that you can do it and survive.
You know, we haven't done, Jerry's giving out your phone number. We should, just people need to get in touch with you guys.
601-214-9463. 601-214-9463. I've gotten to the point, if you call after 8 o'clock at night, I'm probably not going to answer. If you call before 7:30, I'm probably not going to answer.
There you go.
But I leave a message, and I'll be more than happy to get back to you.
Jerry, thank you for your time. Clark Remodeling and Repair, we appreciate having you on board. I hope your phone just rings off the hook. We're going to have to take a short break. Music segment coming up. Don't go away. You're listening to Super Talk on Build Mississippi Studios.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
You're listening to Super Talk Mississippi, where the news comes first. With live updates from Super Talk Mississippi News and Fox News every hour. Available on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
You believe this guy?
Who is this guy?
It's Gerard Gibbert. Weekdays, 10 till 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
I like this guy.
Also on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
Hi.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about!
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slovic here at Super Talk, and we're just heading into the music segment. And we're going to have nothing but a good time doing the music segment. And for the first song, I've kind of, a group that I know a lot of people have heard a lot, and have probably heard this song a lot too, but the Marshall Tucker Band, to me, is just very, very impressive because there's so many different sounds that they have. They sound so great. And their name came as I said, last time I had them on, probably, we did a Marshall Tucker song probably about 2 months ago. And their name, Marshall Tucker, comes from the name on a key. And what they were doing, they had a warehouse they were practicing in, and that was where they would go every day to practice in South Carolina. And they would go in and they couldn't find a name for their band. They didn't know what to find. And one day, one guy was unlocking the door, and he pulled out the key, and he read on the key, it said, Marshall Tucker. Well, they did some research, and Marshall, that was his Marshall Tucker studio. That Marshall Tucker was actually a piano tuner, and that was the studio that he used. That's what he worked out of, the Marshall Tucker Band. Fire on the Mountain. Let's listen to what they've got to say. Marshall Tucker Band.
Carolina home, had dreams about the West and
started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And they're out on the mountain, lying in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there. We were digging and sifting from 5 to 5, selling everything we found just to stay alive. Gold flowed free like the whiskey in the bar. Sinning was the big thing, Lord, and sin was a star. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, golden them hills, and it's waiting for me
I just think Marshall Tucker is great. One thing I like about the music segment that we do here is I get to just sit here with my eyes closed and listen to the music, and I love it so much. I remember when I first started going to concerts with my son, and of course I'd been to a lot of concerts before that, but with him, I would go to concerts and I'd want to close my eyes and just listen to the music, and he would get all over me about that. No. But man, when I do that, I can hear things that just, like, things in the Marshall Tucker Band is incredible. Well, then,
there's a lot of music going on there, a lot of syncopation, a lot of things that are happening that pull into harmonize perfectly.
And they do such a great job in that. And just, you're right, there's a lot going on in that song. Well, I've done, looking around and doing some research, there's a group called Goose. Which I just think is tremendous, by the way. They're a jam band from Connecticut, and basically got their inspiration from groups like Fish, with Trey
Anastasio.
Thank you, Trey A, and Grateful Dead, Humphreys McGee, and like jam bands that really make an impression just by jam banding, but when you cut out certain pieces of it and listen to it, it's like, it's really, really good. So let's listen to a little bit of Goose, called a song called So Ready, Goose. Down tonight. Ah, there's a lot going on. I mean, to hear them in concert is like amazing because it goes on with just with some amazing guitar stuff and some the vocals are great too. They really are pretty good. I'm impressed with a group called Goose. They are excellent. Well, it's just I've been working for a couple hours. I think I'm just going to turn it over to Lance and see what he's got up his sleeve.
What's going on, Lance? I'm playing Super Session. We're going to do Albert Shuffle. It's a song probably most people know, but a little bit of the story behind it. You have Mike Bloomfield, Al Kooper, and Stephen Stills. How they recorded this is really kind of crazy. It was never really meant to be, and yet it happened. And that's sometimes the best recordings you'll ever have. But Al Kooper, Mike Bloomfield had worked together on sessions for Bob Dylan's groundbreaking classic, The Highway 61 Revisited.
Sure.
Cooper's a multi-instrumentalist. He can do about anything. So he gets a studio lined up, CBS Columbia Square in L.A., 1968, books some dudes with him, Barry Goldberg, Harvey Brooks, and Eddie Ho from Black Flag, or Electric Flag, that's who it was. And so they record one day. So then he has Bloomfield and he has Bloomfield lined up for day two.
Sure.
Well, they get through half the set, and Bloomfield goes, "I'm out, man. I couldn't sleep last night, so I'm gone." Well, Cooper's sitting there going, "I got to fill this up. I mean, I'm paying for the studio time." So he hastily calls Stephen Stills. Stills shows up and finishes the back half of the Super Session album. This song is one that Bloomfield and Cooper put together. Now, Cooper and Bloomfield made up later after the disc comes out, but it was kind of funny, that none of this really would have happened had it not been for just a mess.
In this segment that you're going to play, we're going to hear Stephen Stills?
We're not going to hear Stills. We're going to hear the Cooper and Bloomfield of Albert Shuffle, and I'm about to hit that right away for you guys without any further ado.
Super Sessions sound great, man. I really enjoyed it very much. All right. Well, we don't do much like top 40 kind of stuff, but sometimes we'll throw in something like we are going to do right now. They were formed in London in 1984. It's a group called Outfield, and they had a number of hits, but really this was one of their biggest, and it was a great, great song. They had a lot of success here in the United States, but somehow in the UK, it didn't go over as well. It didn't make quite the impact that it did here in the States. But here's Outfield with a song called Your Love.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Great sound. I like it a lot. And I really don't want to step on our outtake a whole lot, so I'm going to do some explaining about who's going to play it right now. And when it starts, I'm going to kind of be quiet. But you're listening to The Handyman Show at Super Talk at the Build Mississippi Studios, and we are going to take a short break after we do this outtake. But this outtake is going to be by a guitarist named Tom Morello. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with Tom Morello or not, but he is a fantastic guitar player. He's done some amazing things. One of his great shows was at the Hall of Fame sessions about 5 years ago. He was playing with Bruce Springsteen, and he came on to play lead on a particular song, and it was phenomenal. But Tom Morello does has an album called Archetype, and an archetype is a sort of a personality trait, if you will, sort of, and that's kind of a loose explanation of what archetype really is. But Tom Morello has played with the Rage Against the Machine and Audioslave, and is a crafty, gifted guitar player.
Really good at the recording and the sound side too. What I learned, I mean, a master of technology.
I mean, the first part of this this solo he plays with a guitar, a six-string guitar, and a vice grips sliding up and down on the guitar, making the sound. And then he changes to playing with a wah-wah pedal. And then before it's over with, he starts playing guitar, just guitars that sound. Now, when it comes up, I'm going to be quiet because you've got to listen to some of the stuff that's going on. It's like, listen to this stuff. Tom Morello. We'll
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
No matter where you go, Super Talk Mississippi is there. With FM signals all over the state, you can hear Super Talk Mississippi from the Delta to the Red Clay Hills of Meridian and from Oxford to Biloxi. And when you're out of the state, you can always get the latest Mississippi news and talk online at supertalk.fm. And on your smart device with the Super Talk app, you're proud to call Mississippi home, and we're proud to cover your state like no one else. Thanks for listening to Super Talk Mississippi.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams.
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by.
I'm getting really good at getting by.
Got everything I own.
Yeah.
By the sweat of my brow.
I used that song one time in our music segment because it's so down to earth. I mean, it's just humanity. That's the way we live, and that's the truth. Right up there on the screen is a picture of a welder, and I'm talking about that man behind that mask. If you can see this on screening on television or on your screen, whatever your computer or whatever you have, that man is making a living, believe me, welding. And we are going to have a weld run here very soon about somebody who can do some welding. Matter of fact,
send him over.
Ray from RJC Guitars. I think it's RJC. I believe, I'm not sure, Ray, you may have to correct me on this, but I think he's a welder at the shipyard. I don't know that for sure, but Ray, correct me on that. But I'll be talking to you sometime this week, and we'll talk a little more about that.
I had to go into Vicksburg last weekend and grab some things from AutoZone or one of those types of places. I can't remember which one it was. And I pulled in, and I was really admiring this flatbed truck.
Yeah.
A couple years old. And it was totally a custom welded job on the bed. It was made, for a welder.
Sure.
And had all of the accoutrement that you need to work in the field or do whatever. So I went in and came out, and I was continuing to admire the vehicle as the gentleman that owned it came out. He's probably mid-20s. That vehicle's probably got about $110,000, $120,000 put into it. And I saw I visited with him for a minute. And I was like, man, are you a welder? He goes, man, I can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I said, what do you do, though? Who do you work for? He works for United Rentals.
Yep.
And he's all over doing everything. I mean, whether it's fixing this, welding that. Guy's making a killing.
I'm sure.
And he loved his job. Freedom to get out. I mean, he was like, so if you're looking for these fields, they're there. And the money's to be made. And he was doing so well that he basically went and bought the truck and said, I just told the guy I want this. And yep. He said, it took me about 6 months to get it all right. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
But that's just a testament to, you work hard, you do something that's in high demand, and the money's there for you. It really is.
The income for almost every resident in Mississippi who wants it is there. And that's what Build Mississippi is all about preparing the people of Mississippi for today and for the future, whether it be working with your hands or working with your mind and becoming a craftsman of sort, and they offer education not only at their centers, the Build Mississippi centers, but also in trade schools and high schools, and will come out and talk to your classes and talk to your counselor, whatever it takes. Build Mississippi. Go to buildmississippi.com and check out their website. You'll be so amazed at the things that they offer, whether it be welding or working on heating and air conditioning units.
Well, he did that too.
Yeah,
I mean, he did anything that United Rental had and needed done, he was that journeyman guy that could go get it done. I mean, maybe mid-20s.
If you're a guy that works for a company like that and you are the guy, it's all of a sudden they recognize that you are the guy and they will pay you like you're the guy.
Yeah, that's kind of my point. You don't have to be 45.
No.
Your expertise can be learned early. And get it under your belt and get out there and show them what you got, because there are people that need you.
They
pay well.
Desperately. And they will really, 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 you'll be getting ahead by doing that. Hey, you take a minute to tell about Revel Ace Hardware. Best hardware store in the sound of my voice. Revel Ace Hardware. Hardware stores all over Central Mississippi. They've got all the stuff you'll need, whether you're fixing your faucet or replacing your faucet, or you need a washer for your faucet, or maybe an electrical outlet or something. They can do all the hardware that you'll ever need is at Revel Hardware Store, as well as great customer service, next to none customer service, and plus that, next to their Pearl Store is their Power Equipment Center. Their Power Equipment Center is stocked with just tons and tons of great zero-turn mowers and quality brand weed whackers and leaf blowers. And Revel Ace Hardware is the place to go. And they're open Saturdays. They're open 6 days a week from 7 in the morning. That's before you go to work, and 6 at night, hopefully before you come home. So they check it out and get the next thing you need at Revel Ace Hardware. They can help you so very much, my friends. They do customer service better than anything. Revel Ace Hardware. All right. Appreciate them. Their sponsorship of this Handy Man Show. Well, what I've been seeing lately, there's a lot of people who have twin full view patio doors. And I don't mean sliding doors. I mean the hinge type that are like steel doors that have insulated glass, one pane of glass, or 15 light glass in the center. And there's a twin. There's two doors. One is basically operating all the time. The other one is held in place by head and foot bolts. Well, what I've been seeing lately is a lot of people are getting the door with the T-astricle on it that isn't movable most times, and changing it out to a door, to a slab steel door with a 3/4 light glass or 2/3 light glass, depending on their size of their dog, and the bottom would be flush. And then you'd put a doggy door on the bottom. So you'll have that twin door still, and you'll still have plenty of light coming in, but down at the bottom, you'll have that doggy door. And they can either put the doggy door in for you at the factory, and they have nothing but high-quality, high-end doggy doors with, multiple doors. The dog will go in and out as it wants to, or close it and lock it and seal it, just all these things. But it's all available, and there's a lot of that being done lately. A lot of people are going from the twin patio door to the full view opening door, and like the 3/4 view or the half view fixed door with a doggy door on the bottom. And so many people are happy about doing that. It's amazing. My friend who's a remodeler does a lot of that, and I get the doors for him. He calls me, and he goes over and we get it done. And that's something that kind of interesting. There are some details that are necessary to do that. Where your head and foot bolt goes into the threshold, you need to figure out whether it's a rectangular hole or a round hole, how far from the side of the jamb or the frame is that hole. All that matters to get a replacement door that will work with your unit, because strangely enough, they're not all the same. I know you go, huh? Yeah, well, pretty much they are all the same, but there is an exception. There are exceptions to every rule, and there's exceptions to that rule for sure. So those doors, those really work, and people are just happy to have those. And it's something that a lot of people are getting done these days. Well, another thing that I noticed the other day, I was eating over at somebody's house. I have no sense in me telling you who. And we had a great, great meal. And then it was time to clean up. And they weren't going to use a dishwasher. They were going to use just totally clean it up. And turn on the hot water. Full. clean the table, rinse the dishes. This is the hot water still running full, by the way. This is taking a pretty good time to do this. Getting the table totally clean, rinsing all the dishes totally, washing the pots and pans. I mean, the hot water running full probably for 25 minutes. And I'm going, the whole time I'm like freaking out. But inside I'm being real quiet. It's like, not my place, not my place. What a waste of water. What a waste of energy that is. Wow, to run that hot water down the drain like that for no reason at all. Shut it off in between rinsing. I know. I ain't the boss of you. But that's the smarter thing to do. Shut the darn water off. You don't need to keep it running full time all the time. It just doesn't do anything to help at all. It's not going to get anything cleaner, believe me. But that's what I was doing the other day. You know,
they might have been just, you know, proving to you that they had one of those tankless water heaters and that they could, it could just run and run and run.
It can just run and run. Doesn't mean it's going to be expensive. Yeah, it can run and run and run and run and run and run. It can still be on now, but it's kind of, wow. Electricity is not getting any cheaper these days, that's for sure. Oh, well. Handyman Show, phone lines, 888-808-8637. Our C-Spire text line is 601-879-4395. And text us your questions. And, hey, anything you may want to ask us, hey, we'll be happy to jump on board and talk about whatever project you may be into. I want to talk a little bit about interior door units. Most homes nowadays have a hollow core masonite door in them. And those hollow core masonite doors are either textured, like a wood texture, or they're smooth. Used to be the textured was really the more popular one. Nowadays, I think the smooth is probably the more popular one. And it also was a situation where most times, years ago, it was a six-panel door that was the most popular one. Nowadays, you can find a five-panel door, you can find a raised panel door, you can find a one-panel door, you can find just about anything you want in a masonite panel door because it's easy for them to press. They have many styles available, and I'm sure in the styles that are available, there's one in there that you would like that would fit your wants and needs. Now, having said all that, it's important that you know that not only does Masonite make these doors like I just explained, either hollow core, but they also make it in a solid core. And the solid core door is called a safe and sound door. And why do they call it that? Well, one, it's safer in a fire because it's a better fire stop than a hollow core door, and it has a lot more fire. It has a higher fire rating than a hollow core door, and then it's sound resistant. I'm not going to say soundproof, but it cuts down sound an awful lot when you have a safe and sound or a solid door in there. Now, you can get, of course, if you can get a solid pine, six-panel pine door in there, but well, you better get your checking account ready. I mean, because a six-panel pine door is not going to be very inexpensive to get hold of nowadays. So a lot of people are going to the safe and sound. As a matter of fact, a lot of people that have existing homes are asking to have safe and sound doors replaced in particular rooms where they want that room to be more quiet, like maybe a personal office, or this one particular person we're doing a sound door, safe and sound doors, just in two or three doors, because he says that in one room is like, I think it's his wife's study, and the other room next to it is where he plays his guitar. Yay! But at any rate, he said when he plays his guitar, it bothers his wife. And so he wants to put a safe and sound door up there. And, well, that's what we suggested, and that's what he's going to do. It's really a good thought, because that's what safe and sound doors are all about. Saving sound and being safer during a fire situation. So, keep in mind, they're available, and they're readily available. It's not like they're hard to get a hold of. I mean, you can really, any time that you decide you want one, you can just about order it, and it may take a few days to get a hold of it, but it won't take very long. All right. Safe and sound doors. Well, a do-it-yourself project is something that you really need to give some thought to before you start. And questions really come up like, do you have the time that it will take to do this? And that includes planning and prepping, because that's a big part of any project at all, is the planning and prepping of this project. Whether you're having a contractor come in to do this project or whether you're going to do this project yourself, you still have to have a plan. You'll be in much better shape having a plan. Whereas if you call in a contractor and say, yeah, I kind of want to remodel my bath, and what do you think? You know, and that's far from making a plan. That's not the, you know, the contractor may have some good suggestions, but that's not really how you want to remodel your bath. You should have your plan in place. And then if the contractor comes in and looks at your plan and says he suggests that you do a certain thing for a logical reason, then perhaps that's a change that you should make before you get started. But all of that work needs to be done beforehand. Now, if it is a DIY project, not only do you have to have the time, but you have the tools, you have to, you know, make sure you know about permits and all that, and all the material, know about the cost of material. Hey, we'll pick this up in a few minutes. Going to take a short break. You're listening to the Handyman Show, Super Talk Mississippi, at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be back in just a few, Buddy Slork with you. Some days you choke, some days you blast on, some days you just smoke.
Miss Athletics is kicking off Ole Miss football a day early with a gigantic party starring ACM award winner and Ole Miss's own Brett Young live.
In case you didn't know.
Friday night, August 30th at the SJB Pavilion at Ole Miss. It's Brett Young. Brett Young with special guest, another Ole Miss guy, Josh Kelly.
Just like that Georgia clay.
Plus, Mustache the Band bringing their 90s country party. Listen carefully. Reserve seats and parking passes are on sale now at OleMissTix.com. That's OleMissTix.com. So don't wait. Get yours now as we kick off Ole Miss football.
If you're going to take your shot, then take it.
This is your official invitation to start the party a day early with Brett Young, Josh Kelly, and Mustache the Band. Live in concert at the SJB Pavilion. Presented by Ole Miss Athletics and Super Talk Mississippi Media.
Spring clean.
I'm Maria. There was some blue and sorrow time. Just my thoughts about you.
I guess we have to step up. Is that Brooks and Dunn or is that the original? That's the original.
You know, that's old BW.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You
got to
play BW.
Yeah,
I like the Brooks and Dunn version. I have it too, but.
Brooks and Dunn, I got to admit, they do a good job.
They do
on
a great job. Brooks and Dunn rocks it. I mean, they're great.
They do a good job on just about anything they do.
You can't avoid BW.
No.
Once you learn about old BW.
I agree. that is something special.
And John Cleary, you asked, and 62 years old, Grammy Award-winning musician from New Orleans. One of our listeners said he got to see John Cleary last night, and it was amazing.
It was amazing, yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with us. R&B musician based out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Y'all need to look him up. But he was born in Cranbrook, United Kingdom.
Wow. I will check John Cleary out.
An Englishman that has now decided to be a Cajun Southerner or Louisiana South, whatever, however you want to put it. But I'm sure that is a wonderful treat. It reminds me of Eric Lindell, who is from California, who married a Cajun woman and lives in New Orleans, and he's a musician, and I'll play him here and there. It's funny I love seeing these folks that come from different places, completely culture shock, and come down here and go, man, this is cool. I like it here.
New Orleans is such a different place when you go down there, it's like it captures you, and you want to be a part of it. And some people just remain there, and that's just
why not?
I mean, it's like, there's no place like this on earth.
The music and the cuisine is, I don't know if you can beat it.
Just the culture.
The two in the same place. And then the history. I mean, there's so many things and so many places to go and see. And I know, you know, there's danger and crime in every big city. But there's something about New Orleans that, hey, they've always had, you know, this kind of laissez le bon temps rouler. You know, let the good times roll. So, and, you know, you can do that. The music... And it supports that.
Yeah, the music is special. It's different than any kind of music of any kind of the world. Matter of fact, this week when I was looking up my music segment, I was doing something on Toussaint, and I'm going to do a little work on him and decided not to. But he has had so much influence on music in New Orleans.
When you got the Nevilles and you got a Dirty Dozen Brass Band, you can go on and on and on. Bands like Creedence Clearwater Revival that aren't even neck of the woods. No. They moved down there just to learn and play.
Just to learn how to play. Yeah. And there's also a lot of groups from San Francisco that are trying to imitate the sound of...
Well, you had the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Come on, man. They were, you know, and every side act has that feel of jazz and the mastery of the guitar. It's remarkable. It's like when a good project comes together. Like I said, a good plan.
Yeah.
Things come together. It's amazing what happens, isn't it?
Beautiful city. Beautiful city. Well, we're going to get back to doing some handyman stuff, but we still have a job. who knows? I better do a commercial, too, because I'm running out of town. All right. Let me tell you a little bit about the plastic grills that are on steel doors and fiberglass doors. These grills, basically, after about 10 years, will start to yellow on you unless they're painted. They need to be painted. Now, nowadays, they're making a non-yellow grill that goes on there, but it's still recommended that grill be painted because it keeps it from drying out and losing all its moisture. So it really does help to paint the grills, like on your 15-light French door, and it's got those plastic grills on it. Paint those puppies. Paint them the same color as your door. Paint them a different color. Doesn't matter. Just put some paint on them to seal them so that they won't absorb moisture and turn into something that you break. And I've seen many, many, many of those broken all over the place. Steel doors. That's a good idea to go ahead and paint them. Hey, Atlas Foundation. Well, they do slab foundations, and they make sure they're totally level and just make sure everything's just right. Atlas Foundation wants to take care of business for you. And Tony Arpino knows the soils in Mississippi. He knows about how to fix foundations in Mississippi without using large trucks and without using 40 or 50 men, and there won't be two or three men digging underneath your house. Two men, a pickup truck, a little bit of time, he's going to fix your foundation, and it will be a full-time fix. You call Tony at 800-256-1010. That's 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. He really does know foundations and is really can help a great deal. All right.
Hey, I got something I wanted to add, because this is the Handyman Show, and we got football season starting. And I know a lot of people are going to be sitting out on their patios, they're going to be grilling, and they're going to have some new addition that they have added just for this purpose, so they can entertain and have a blast. I want to see this stuff.
Football season is almost like a whole other season of the year.
Yeah, it's a whole world, and people have been preparing for this all season.
Yes.
So if you guys have got the Grove tent with the chandelier hanging and whatever handymaning you've been doing, woman or man, the season is upon us. I know you're going to be entertaining. I know you're going to be grilling. I know you're going to be out there in that outside patio turning the fire on eventually. Show us what you've been doing.
Yeah.
Let us know, because we envy you. There is great envy here in
some
my heart.
Some of the tailgating that goes on up at the Grove and also
in
up at Starkville State.
And Southern Miss, all these. I mean, even the high school games. I'm telling you guys, please. You're about to start having a blast. Share that with us, because the things that you guys do is exactly what we talk about here on Saturday. The do-it-yourself, blowing it up and having a blast and enjoying every second of it.
Yeah, show us a picture of what's in the back of your pickup with the top on top of it, because it's got it's sealed, but you can open it and show us all the stuff
have. And if you, like Buddy says, you know, if you're one of these kind of organizers and you got everything in a place, show us what the tailgate of your truck looks like when you pop that thing up. Show us what organization looks like. How you go to a job and you go, I know where my hammer is.
Yeah.
Well, that's where my screwdriver is. Show us what you got. I'm anxious.
Well, some people actually do some tailgating the same way.
Yeah,
they're very, very organized and do it very, very well.
You pop the tailgate down. There's your grill sitting there, and all this. It's amazing. So, please. I know you guys are doing great work out there. Share it with us. So we can share it with the family.
There you go. We will too, because that's a matter of fact. We may take some of it and take advantage of it and use it ourselves.
Well, and Buddy may come up with like a star that he gives you for your just amazingness in. Come up with the Buddy Slowick star system.
I'll start working on that right away.
Start handing out stars, like little star you got in junior. Yeah, boom, there you go.
We'll hold your head real still. I know this looks like a sledgehammer, and it may hurt a little bit, but it's going to leave that star on your forehead.
Leave a star mark. Everybody will know you're the Slowick star.
Yeah, well, we better make it different than a lot of other stars that are around, that's for sure. All right, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk, Mississippi. This happens so much, and I've seen it so often, and that's ground fault outlets. One ground fault outlet can be popped somewhere and can affect multiple outlets in your house, outside outlets in another bathroom that maybe don't have a ground fault. They don't look like they're ground fault, yet they are. Yes. Well, with one ground fault popped in a bathroom, it can affect every ground fault that you have in the house. I have two or three popping ground faults that you can set and reset. And when I have an outlet out, all I have to do is go to both of those and just make sure they're set properly, the red button's pushed in, and everything pops back on. And what a ground fault basically does, like, take, for instance, you go into a bathroom and it's got hair dryers and all sorts of things going on, and there's too much power going through the circuit. Well, the ground fault will actually blow before the fuse box does. It'll help a great deal. Hey, you listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. I see that we're about run out of time. My name is Buddy here on the Handyman Show at the Bill's Mississippi Studios. And we'll get Brett Bean to get on here and tell us a little more about Build Mississippi here in the future. But thank you for today for listening. Tell your friends the Handyman's on Super Talk, 10 to 12. Talk to you next week, Buddy Slowick.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
Hey, y'all, I'm Steve Azar inviting you to escape to Pearl River Resort, where the fun is going nonstop. Enjoy gaming excitement and catch the thrill of the big win. After the thrills, test your skills at the Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. There's dining delight and love at first sight. And it's always no work and all play at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. So come on, leave it all behind and head to Pearl River Resort.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
This is Home Answers Radio, and my guest today is Trey Jackson of Bulldog Construction. Trey, if a business has uneven sidewalks, they're asking for trouble. Would you agree?
Lynn, they are. It's a trip hazard and it needs to be fixed. Our foam technology can level those uneven walks without having to lay down any new concrete. Much easier and more affordable.
Trey, my wife tripped over one of those and skinned her knee up.
She was fortunate. Call Bulldog Construction at 601-853-4242.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem. The new degree of comfort.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.